Some writers are so prolific it's hard to keep up with their output. It's especially impressive when everything they write is really, really good. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews the latest essay collection from Ann Patchett and reminds us of another favorite title from her back catalog. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Though she is known mainly as a novelist, Ann Patchett has now published quite a bit of nonfiction. The memoir Truth and Beauty, now a second essay collection, These Precious Days, joining her first, This is the Story of a Happy Marriage. In each of these books, Patchett's rare achievement is to remain completely lovable and relatable when writing about her extraordinary and excellent career, personal life, friends, dogs, and husbands. Her narrative voice is marked by an equal lack of braggadocio and false humility. She knows the importance of obstacles in the shape of a narrative, and her foreshadowing and pacing are masterful, telling tales from an enviable life with candor, emotion, and knockout storytelling power. The title essay of her first collection is a love story with the twists and turns, larger-than-life characters, and pure sweetness of a Harlequin romance. It includes an actual miracle, which is how you know it has to be true. Quote, "The story of my marriage, which is the great joy and astonishment of my life, is like a fairy tale. The German kind, unsweetened by Disney. It is the story of children wandering alone through a dark forest, past shadowy animals with razor teeth and yellow eyes, towards an accident that is punishable by years and years of sleep. It is an unpleasant business, even if it ends in love. I am setting out to tell the story of a happy marriage, my marriage, which does not end in divorce, but every single thing about it starts there." As in her fiction, Patchett writes insightfully about divorce, particularly in an essay titled How to Read a Christmas Story. As she herself is aware, Ann Patchett has a gift for friendship. Never clearer than in the magical and heartbreaking title essay of the new book, These Precious Days, which made the rounds from friend to friend by way of texted links when originally published in Harper's during the pandemic. If you haven't read it yet, get ready for Tom Hanks, Kundalini yoga, cancer treatment, and a profound yearning to be a house guest in Patchett's Nashville home. Other essays include a wonderful account of the author's feral experience in graduate school in Iowa and an introduction written for the collected stories of Eudora Welty that seems about as perfect as the stories themselves. Three Fathers is a tribute to the men who raised her. Flight Plan is about that same happy marriage, which is constantly threatened by her husband's obsession with flying small planes. Several essays deal with aspects of the writing life, how to manage one's papers, how to influence one's jacket designs, various angles on how one comes to the vocation of literature. Influence, she writes, is a combination of circumstance and luck. What we are shown and what we stumble upon in those brief years when our hearts and minds are fully open. She's referring here to Snoopy, the cartoon beagle, World War I flying ace and would-be novelist whom she considers first among her literary influences. A bracingly testy essay about her decision not to have children will give you crucial pointers on what not to bring up should you ever get that house guest invitation. To read a collection of personal essays is a lot like making a friend. Ann Patchett is a friend you will be glad to have.
The books are This is the Story of a Happy Marriage and These Precious Days by Ann Patchett. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.